WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Motivation Monday, where I give you the motivation to get through your Monday. I hope everyone had a splendid week last week, and if not, then it's okay because we have this week to make up for it. Before I get into this week's quote and stories and song, I wanted to let everyone know that this is the last Motivation Monday of 2022. That is crazy. Next Monday, everyone, is Christmas. This is the last Motivation Monday. That is crazy. I'm losing my mind. Next week, there won't be a Motivation Monday because it'll be the 26th. I'll be home with my family. Everyone will be home with their own family, so we're just gonna enjoy the Christmas spirit. And I think that'll be enough motivation to get you through that week. I know I did say last episode that I wasn't going to do a Motivation Monday on January 2nd, but I have since changed my mind, and we're going to do a small episode on the 2nd. It's nothing big, just for the people that need the motivation to get back to work, because I know a lot of people are going to have to go back to work on that Monday. So I'm going to go ahead and do a Motivation Monday. It's still going to be tons of motivation and all that, but just remember, there will be a Motivation Monday on the 2nd, just not the 22nd. Remember that. This episode is going to be Christmas themed, mostly because Christmas is less than a week away, ladies and gentlemen. This is ridiculous. This year has gone by so fast. So without further ado, let's get into this week's Christmas quote. Christmas is for everyone, adults and children alike. Allow the season to fill your heart and let go of the things you dislike, which rhymes. I did not realize that when I typed it out, but it does. Let's remember to be thankful for everything as we go through this holiday season. Our family, friends, what's on our table, and most importantly, the time that we get together. You can never, ever have too much time with friends, family, or whoever you're spending Christmas or the holidays with. Let's hit the ground running with this week's stories. Did you know that 50% of people lose Christmas ornaments every year? It can range from cats knocking them off to the branch giving out, or maybe you accidentally hit it with a vacuum, or maybe you accidentally drop it. I don't know. All I know is that 50% of people lose their ornaments because of accidents. So the two brothers from Shelton, Connecticut, Ian and Mikey, which I think I'm saying wrong, I'm sorry, but those brothers came up with a way to protect your ornaments using a loop and toggle system. They wanted to create this after one of their most beloved Christmas ornaments fell and shattered. So they decided to create this. They took it to school to present it, and everyone loved it. So they decided they were going to turn it into a money-making proposition. It hit $1,000 in sales in 6 hours at a local Christmas trade show. It's called the Ornament Anchor. You might know what it is. I know it was on Good Morning America, which it was. It was on Good Morning America, and it was a overwhelming hit that they got $250,000 of success from it. So the brothers were determined to pay their good fortune forward and donated 10% of their profits to local animal shelters, which I think is really sweet. I love animals. So that was really sweet. And their first ornament that shattered, it was one of their dog. I couldn't really get the full story, but it's about their dog. It was a memory of their dog. And so that's why they paid it forward to an animal shelter, which is really, really sweet. Our second story is a great-great-grandmother has been blessed with more than 1,000 Christmas cards from around the world. An experience, she says, has restored her faith in humanity. 92-year-old Nancy usually receives only 4 Christmas cards around the holidays as her friends have gotten older and have passed on. After her daughter posted a online post in late October, Nancy has received over 50 cards a day, including from school children to people that have drawn her stuff. I mean, it comes from everywhere. They're saying that it comes from Canada, Australia, Italy, Spain. It is crazy. Her daughter reads the cards to Nancy, who can no longer see very well. And she says, it's just really nice to see how many people have taken the time. It's not just cards. People are writing letters and letting her know about their lives and struggles. It's letting my great-great-grandmother know that she's not alone in the world, which I think is very sweet. I write to my grandparents Every week while I'm in college, I will write to my Nana and Grandu, who are in Huntsville. So if they're listening, hello. And I write to my other grandmother, Miss Frances. So that's the way I keep up with them. I think it's really sweet. And I kind of like writing letters. If you don't write letters that often, you should really try it. It's honestly kind of fun. But that is some good news to get us in the holiday spirit. If you aren't already in the holiday mood, sorry, I'm a little tongue twister today. I do want to take a minute and thank everyone who listens to Motivation Monday. It is so overwhelming to hear all the nice comments from my old teachers, coworkers, families, and friends. It's funny hearing everyone talk about Motivation Monday. In fact, my old boss, Jimmy Jenkins, listens every week. I call him a dedicated Motivation Monday listener. He sent me a picture of him listening to one of the week's songs, and he gets extra brownie points for that. So thank you, Jimmy, and to everyone else who listens to Motivation Monday. I hate to be cliche for this week, but I'm going to give you the most basic Christmas song, and I know what you're thinking. I know that song. I've listened to it a million times. Well, now you should listen to it a million and one times for me. This week's song is All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey. Enjoy the song and get lost in the lyrics. I know you know the lyrics. Don't even lie to me. Don't even lie. You gotta know the chorus at least. It's literally the name of the song. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to be this year's final episode of Motivation Monday. I'll be back on the 2nd, even though I said I wouldn't. I will do a small episode for the 2nd, since some have to go back to work. Don't forget to follow us on social media, on Facebook and Instagram. This is Katie, signing off for Motivation Monday. Warmest greetings for this festive season, and best wishes for the happiness in the new year. I'll be seeing you guys next year. Until then, stay motivated, and have a very Merry Christmas.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.